Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show and a special simulcast, I would call, because you cannot get this guy on unless you join because of his topics are so raw. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Jay Matta of Spiritually Raw. How are you, Jay? And I appreciate you coming on. We're going to have bi-monthly segments where we finally get a little bit deeper into what it's so important to go to your website to check out the information because it's not available everywhere. But I wanted to learn a little bit more about your background as a podcaster and how you've grown to monetize podcasting and teach others how to do it as well.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, brother, thanks for having me on. It's good to see you here and good to spend some time with you. But yeah, my background, man, I dove into podcasting as a way really for me, just my life's journey. My background's in financial services and insurance and money lending. And how I learned was really just really talking to people and interviewing people. And that's how I got really good at what I did there. And so I thought, let me apply the same method here. I went on the internet and said, okay, well, this was back in 2009. I said, okay, I gotta figure out the internet and what business I can do on the internet because that's the wave of the future, right? And so my only way of understanding how to do that, there was too much stuff there. It was too overwhelming. So what I did is I put together a show called Spiritually Raw. Well, the show wasn't called Spiritually Raw then, but based around spiritual topics because it was very intriguing to me, right? So I wanted to learn all these different things, all these different, views of life that people were bringing to the table. I wanted to find out what is it you're sharing? What are you learning? What's making your life better? And give me the cliff notes of that. So we put together that in a show format. What happened as a result of that, Neil, is it started to monetize very fast. It caught fire very quickly, and people started to say, "Hey, can we advertise with you?" And I thought, "Oh, this is pretty cool. You can actually make money at this." It was like, so that started happening. So that was 10 years ago, and it got to the point where probably, man, I would say after maybe only like 2 years of taping the show back then. We had to stop taping it because I got so busy with people asking me to help them do the same thing and set up a show that they could monetize. And so I got into consulting very heavily, for a big stretch there. And then back in 2000, and I think in 20 March of 2019, we hit the reset button and started the show again. So it's been pretty cool. We're interviewing people on current topics that everybody's aware of. But we're really digging down deep. I mean, we're getting insiders come in. I mean, people, whistleblowers, people that you absolutely won't hear on, mainstream media. We've been significantly censored, man, like brutally censored by YouTube. We've Facebook, Twitter. I mean, overnight, hundreds of thousands of followers just boom, you know what I mean? And just wash out because of the content we're putting out there. And it's about the stuff that's really happening. It's the reason, we see all these things on the surface about what they're saying is going down, but it's all the behind the scenes of why they're specifically doing it. You know what I mean? And you're getting views about that. Like, why are they putting this information out? What does this mean to us? What is their end game? How is it going to affect us? What does it mean if we take this money? You know what I mean? What does it mean if we do this? You know what I mean? They're dang, all these kind of things that are going down, and we're getting that. We're getting that firsthand, man, from some. It's a floodgate of information. We have been able to compartmentalize it to make it in digestible bites for people along the way through the show.
And that's key. That's a key component. So before you were doing Spiritually Raw, you were in the same topic. So the theme of it is specifically enough to give someone a voice for topics that are not in the mainstream media. So years ago, you did that, then stopped. And were you happy that you went and did the reset in 2020? It sounds like you are.
100%. Because back then, man, I was reporting on, just like a lot of historical events and, with spiritual nature. So you had a lot of quote unquote prophecies and things like that. And oh, this is going to happen. So a lot of it was what was going to happen and what already happened. Fast forwarding to when we started up the show again, Neil, it's like, man, we're reporting on current events. You know what I mean? It's like we were actually reporting on stuff that's happening right now, not only the life impact that it's making on people, the spiritual impact that it's making on people. I mean, many people, we literally, our show is like all walks of life, man. I mean, we've interviewed, I'd say we probably interviewed close to 2,000 different people on all various belief systems. And there's always a feel like the sprinkle of truth being said somewhere in all of that, or it wouldn't be said. So our job is to say, hey, you know what? Bring that person forward. Let's find out what their journey in life is. And then, take what you want and throw the rest away, is what we say, right? So maybe it helps you. along the way, or you can get some insight on how to make your journey better. So throughout that process, man, it's been pretty wild though. We're reporting on current events where every day people are calling us about, it's why people are calling. They're like, hey, this just happened today. We need to get this person on your show to tell them about what's happened about this general or that, or, you know, this thing in nature about, again, stuff that you're just not going to be able to hear mainstream at all, you know?
And the decision to make it only available on demand. Why did you do that? And that's what we're going to talk about. And so today's just more of an overview. And every other week, we're going to come up with some of the topics that are now available online if you join now. Because I know this for a fact. What we're seeing out there in COVID is not true in the mainstream media. It's a lot of lies, or there is half truth to it. You're seeing it in specifically with UFOs. You're looking at it in specifically things that, you know what, I wouldn't believe this, but you cover this in Spiritually Raw. So the thing is, what you bring to the table is only on demand. Why only on demand?
So a couple of reasons. So, well, here's what we do. We actually put out little snippets on our Telegram page. We have a social media, but we can only do so much because we're constantly being shut down. I mean, so we're spending more time trying to find out, okay, well, open up this channel on YouTube, open up that channel, open up a backup channel. And, you know, where we should be spending our time and our talents, which is, you know, getting great content out to people so they can get a benefit out of it, right? So we had to go in that direction. Even when we were on YouTube, we're still on YouTube and we have a small channel there. People can check it out there, that we put little snippets of the video so they can get a vibe for our style and what we're like. But reality, man, is that, you know, those are there. And then when people were always saying, hey, how come you don't monetize on YouTube? And I saw firsthand, man, to me, I logically looked at it. I'm like, well, first of all, they're going to put a stop to this.
Exactly. Very
soon. And they did. And I'm like, I'm not going to build up a business where I'm depending on someone else's ability to be able to pay me or desire to be able to pay me if I don't fall within their parameters. That's not a mentally healthy way to do business. Right. So I'm like, well, so we decided, based on our thought process there, we said, okay, let's put a membership site. Let's make it super easy for people. And what we're going to do, though, is we're going to give everybody 3 days free. Okay, so just come on in, check it out, binge watch all you want, check out the style, check out the different playlists, the different categories we got, you know, see what you like out of it, and hopefully you'll stay out of it. We hope you do. You know, we hope we bring you enough value to do that. So we decided to do it in that way, Neil, because it allowed us to be able to spend our time doing what we're supposed to do, which is attract the best messengers out there and deliver the best communication to help people on their journey called life, man.
I got a story in YouTube. Basically, I said that one of my shows, COVID-19 vaccine show, is the number one COVID-19 vaccine show in the world. I do a show with a person that's pushing for an oral vaccine in a way through natural immunity. He swallowed COVID 3 times. He's a very interesting guest to tell you. He's amazing, but we've grown this COVID-19 vaccine show. But ultimately, I put the topic on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, and I got striked for saying there's going to be an oral vaccine. And guess what? Is there an oral vaccine now? Yes, there is. And Pfizer came out with one. So Moderna, talk about the hypocrisy of YouTube and what things are being banned on YouTube that's not banned on Spiritually Raw that you cover.
It's insane. Well, number one, the COVID issues are always being banned. You can't talk about the jab or, you know, vaccine issues like that. I mean, anything. And when we get strikes, which we do, so we're kind of familiar with it, which is not always cool to say. I don't say that as a badge of honor. You know what I mean?
No, I don't either. I was pretty upset.
It is what it is, though, man. But it says on there, if it goes against World Health Organization says, then, you know, it goes against their terms and conditions. And they specifically mention the World Health Organization. So you got to know there's some sort of tie in there, number one. Number two, so that was that there. But then what was also kind of surprising, they're also going against people that are talking about things like meditation, simple, basic things that people function in their life. Again, if it's about you internally being able to tap into yourself to, you know, find out your own wisdom, use your own intuition to be able to get guidance in your life, they're not for that, man. I'm telling you, I really think they're going towards what I'm finding out. If you're teaching someone how to put together a car or a machine or a juicer or a lamp or something like that, that's great stuff. You know what I mean? But when it comes into like really teaching people how to really have better fulfill their life and really be able to, you know, use what whatever they believe in is given them to, you know, make a go at life. That's the kind of stuff they're really shutting down. We're seeing more and more and more of that. Our sisters and brothers, man, so many of them on YouTube, they got shut down. I mean, there was a wave of it.
Really? So what types of meditation? Law of attraction? Meditate? What types of meditation? Explain.
Yeah, man, it's just weird. It's like they don't, there's no rhyme or reason. They'll see it and, you know, they'll just single out people. And it's like the people you would never think in a million years would get a strike. They're like, they're getting strikes. So it's just the way they're going, man. I think they're taking a stance. You know, part of me is like, obviously very like, yeah, this sucks because you spend a lot of time building up on it. But then there's the other part of saying, look, you know what? They were given the rules by the people that the powers that be to say they could operate this way. So, you know, it's like, are we really angry at the right people? Are the people here we're supposed to be? Shouldn't it be the other people who said, hey, you're allowed to do this? I don't know, man.
Are there any other topics that you cover in Spiritually Raw? Do you cover conspiracy as well?
100%. So we're covering the UFO disclosures coming on, a lot of conspiracy theories, talks about the flat earth, talks about the deep underground military bases right now that's happening right now. A lot of stuff about a lot's going down right now with the UFOs, man. A lot of people are really saying that we're in that space or that vortex or energy right now where we could literally in the masses start seeing UFOs. And that's a lot of people.
Does that get banned on YouTube as well, UFO stuff?
I haven't got that so much of that, you know what I mean? So much of that yet, but there's part of it on there. Adrenochrome, you know, the kids that they're, you know, they're the child sacrifices going on, the satanic rituals. Definitely we can't put any of that on there. You know, a lot of stuff, man, like there's a lot of spiritually raw. So you're going to get a lot of psychics on there that are going to get prophecies, religious people that share their version of biblical, you know, what happened to, you know, what, again, this is stuff we can't always talk about either. You know, was there a Christ? Was it, you know, what happened back then? Just questioning those kind of things, you know, it really covers
a better platform from you, Jay, than they can get from YouTube, because YouTube's not going to let it go out there. They don't want those topics. So it's not just the word of a strike. You also get shadow banned. You have great content and you don't have a lot of subs. You're not going to get a lot of people to see your content. So explain that coming on Spiritually Raw or listening to Spiritually Raw, you're going to get the best people all together in one place, then go to YouTube where you'll search and search, finally find it. Maybe 10 people viewed it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's 100% right, man. You could have, and I tell you, and I have friends that have about 100,000 subscribers and I see their stuff right there. And maybe they might be getting like 500 views because they're not letting their subscribers get notified, you know? So they're getting a lot of that going down right now. And then, so people are just having to go to alternate solutions. So you get more and more people like us. We did it a couple of years ago where we started the membership because we had the foresight to say, this is going to happen. You know, we knew it was going to happen to the extent or the extreme or the play-by-play. No, we didn't necessarily all know that, but we knew that this model that they were putting out there was not designed to last for a long time. You know, they would only go so far before they would say, we're pulling the reins on this one, or someone's going to step in.
And what you're able to do and bring to the table on this show is another thing, is a platform where there's so many people viewing it, right? Compared to you get that opportunity. So people could be guests as well, right?
100%. We want people to be guests. We want people, we know we have an email, askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We want them to, you know, send us their information. Everybody's got something, man. So like, you know, I always say this, and is that, man, all we got is each other to find out your wisdom in life or someone else's wisdom in life to help us along the way. So I believe it's very important if someone's a legitimate and credible source, right? A legitimate and credible source, and they can share that with us. You know, we would like to talk to them, because if it's going to help someone in their life and the rest of us, you know, figure out what's going on, you know, we need to know that right now. It's more important than ever. We need to know what's going on and we need to be awakened and aware.
All right. So the best place people can go right now is where, Jay?
SpirituallyRaw.live. You click on SpirituallyRaw.live, you go there and you're going to see it. Join now for 3 days. Check it out, 3 days free on us. You know, make sure that, you know, you go through the different categories. It's super easy. It's laid out in these really clean playlists. You click on catalog, you can click on whatever topic fancies you. You know what I mean? Whatever segment, click on it. All the videos will play up on there for you.
So that's fantastic.
Have a good time, man. You know?
So what are we going to talk about in 2 weeks? That's what we have to think about. Are we going to talk about specifically highlighting a couple best episodes on Spiritually Raw that people can go to? Do you have those favorites you want to talk a little bit about?
We could talk about that. But I think the biggest thing to talk about, man, is I think the real value is we really need to, you know, look, you're in the business, I'm in the business, man. We really need to share with our sisters and brothers out there that are listening to you, watching me, the benefit of them having their own show. We need their voices out there. We definitely need their voices out there. And the fact that having their own show, when they start to speak their truth, I mean, this is how you manifest stuff. This is how you create stuff, because you speak it into existence, right? And I think that would be a good thing to also talk about as we go, you know?
I like that. Next, in 2 weeks, we're going to talk about the importance of having your own platform. Your own platform. Not YouTube, not social media, your own platform where you own it. Correct. That's the big thing, where people aren't going to shut you down. It's yours. Correct.
Get in the game, everybody. 100%, man, because they got to get in the game. We need those voices out there right now. We need that energy out there right now. And here's the other cool thing. I don't know about you, man, but for me doing the show, one of my favorite things about it is the therapeutic benefits of doing this. When I'm sitting here talking and I get to share like this with you, the therapeutic benefits, the healing you get from just being able to do this is, you can't even put a price on it. You know what I mean? You're just sharing and you're talking to the greatest minds in the world. And to get to do that, it's a privilege. It really is.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I do 5 hours a week of programming. How many interviews do you do a week? You do for the show?
Well, we do six that we record. Like, we record six shows, and then the flip side of that, I'm, you know, doing what I'm doing here with you. We're being interviewed by shows, obviously, to, you know, just keep the name out there and, you know, get people aware of who we are. You know,
that's great. So, that's the important thing. You can't be discovered unless you get out there, right?
That's right.
All right. So go to Spiritually Raw. So with
.live
right now, and sign up today. And I'll have an affiliate link in all the descriptions of the different shows. And I appreciate it, Jay. And I we're not going to be strangers anymore. We, you know, never know how certain things get a text message from Jay. We, you know, after pandemic, we went our separate ways in different businesses. And we're like, man, we're back. But I think we're back and better together with Spiritually Raw segment. Everyone, make sure you tell people. And I think you're right. The shows I have on this network of the Neil Haley show, from the Rob Roselli show to COVID-19 vaccine show to Andrew Shack, and to people that don't have a platform, don't have a voice, that become stars when they come on my show. That's what you have to do. But then if you create your own and create your own tribe, it's game on. As Jay has monetized podcasting, makes money in podcasting, and he's one of the podcasting gurus, especially for people that don't have a voice. So I appreciate it, Jay, for you coming by.
Oh, yeah. Much love to you, brother. It's really great to reconnect with you again. Thanks so much, Neil.
All right, take care. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. I'm watching the Neil Haley Show with a special edition of Spiritually Raw. And we'll be back in just a moment.